Text numéro 53. Moles are dying. The thriving ones are spending millions to reinvent themselves. The nation's first shopping center opened in Edina, Minnesota, in 1956. Renowned architect Frank Lloyd Wright was unimpressed, as it had all the evils of the village street and none of its charm. But Americans were mesmerized, and developers began looking for new opportunities to build shopping destinations for captive consumers. What followed was hundreds of imitations, with sprawling layouts and the same national chains. In their heyday, shopping malls were monuments to consumerism that doubled as cultural touchstones, inspiring films like Mall Rats and board games like Mall Madness. But in the past decade, as shopping dollars migrated online and a parade of well-known retailers toppled, the malls that didn't evolve fast enough stumbled into a devastating cycle of dwindling traffic, lower sales, and disappearing storefronts. One in four US malls is expected to close by 2022, according to a 2017 report by Credit Suisse. Those that are thriving are spending millions reinventing themselves as integrated lifestyle hubs, adding yoga studios, medical clinics, and microbreweries, populated with more upscale shops. There is an accelerating polarization between the best and the rest, said Neil Saunders, managing director of a retail research firm. Newer, nicer malls have become magnets for consumers, pulling them away from struggling properties. Retailers have announced plans to close more than 10,600 stores nationwide. That compares with 5,400 for all of 2018. Mall vacancies, meanwhile, are at an 8-year high. Traditionally, we kept our shopping separate from our living and from our recreation, said Amanda Nicholson, a professor at Syracuse University. That's not what the world wants anymore. Malls need to be more creative about getting people outside their homes. It can't just be stores, stores, and more stores. These days, the most successful malls tend to be dominated by brands that appeal to higher earners, like Nordstrom and Apple. They also tend to have invested heavily in restaurants, spas, and especially gyms that keep customers coming back week after week, even if they're doing more of their shopping online, Saunders said. Some mall operators are taking that to extremes. The American Dream, a 15-year, $5 billion shopping centre that will be completed next spring in New Jersey, will feature indoor ski slopes, a water park and aquarium, alongside 350 stores, including Hermès. By the time it's done, it will surpass the Mall of America in Minnesota as the nation's largest by square footage. Everybody talks about the future of retail and the future of entertainment and how you merge the two, the president of the group developing the American Dream Mall said last month. There really isn't a centre on the planet that has done it to the degree that we've done it here. Adapted from WashingtonPost.com, November 2019.